The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to inherit eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter the kingdom, keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All of these I have observed. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
My dear friends, I hope you had a great weekend. So today is Monday, we are in a new week. And we thank God for his blessings, for everything he has been doing for us. Today we are reflecting on call to vocation. Call to vocation. There is a difference between vocation and profession. In profession, you make your choice. But in vocation, you are called to do so. In today's gospel, we saw how Jesus called this young man to a vocation. He said, "Go, sell all you have, give to the poor, and follow me." And the young man was sad because he had so many possessions. So when someone is called to a vocation, you see that you are doing what ordinarily you may not desire, but for the fact that you are called for the sake of the kingdom of God. And you answer that call, it is a vocation. And that is what priesthood is all about. Priesthood is not a profession, it is a vocation. It is a vocation because you have all your dreams, you have all you wish to do, but in the midst of that, Jesus calls you. And the moment you are called, you abandon all your wishes, all your dreams, and follow him. So today's gospel is reminding us that all of us, in one way or the other, Jesus is calling us to a vocation. And that vocation is, in the midst of all we have to always think about the poor people. And that reminds me, the other day I went to the food bank. I saw how huge and how people come to collect food items. And I want to thank you for that. This is the first parish where I've seen a parish has a food bank, and people donate all this. You make these donations out of the little you have. You are donating not that you have assets, but because you are answering this call to vocation. So keep up the good work, and God will bless you abundantly. So my dear friends in Christ, as we are reflecting on this gospel today, let us understand that God is calling us to this vocation. He wants us not to be so much attached to our positions. He wants us to always realize that what God has given to us, we are custodians to all these. And as custodians, the wish of God is we use those blessings to help ourselves and also help other people. So while we are doing that, we are doing God's will. We are responding to this call to vocation, and we have to keep it up. So, if we have not been doing that, it is a time to reflect. It is a time to pray for the grace, not to be attached to what we have. It is a time to pray for the grace to see ourselves as custodians to God's blessings. May we rise.